There's the deafening sound of the national healthcare debate.
Oh, I know that.
But on this program, it's a different sound.
This is Curtis from Oklahoma City. I've got health insurance, and they're not paying for anything that I need. So I'm actually about to call and drop my health insurance. And I'm 25.
This week, we asked young people like Curtis to tell us about their decision whether to get health insurance, and they answered. Take a listen to what Lynn says. She's a teacher in New York.
I'm 23 years old, and I was told last year that the health insurance given to me by the city of New York does not cover physicals for anyone between the age of 19 and 45, give or take, but that I could have an OBGYN checkup once a year. I think, as someone who's 23 and would like to stay in good health, that this is incredibly short-sighted. The long-term cost to myself for developing a chronic condition that could have been detected and the long-term cost to everyone else who pays for health insurance are really unacceptable.
You know, I just love the way these people absolutely have the issue clearly in hand and are outraged by the arbitrary decisions that some of these insurance companies are making.
Right.
And so we're having healthcare roundtables all week. We've talked with young people about these kinds of decisions. We've talked with doctors about the choices they have to make with their patients. We talked with small business owners earlier in the hour. You can go to our website, thetakeaway.org, and hear what people have been saying and whether they've chosen coverage or not. It's still a gamble.
My name's Ricky. I'm from Chicago. I was on Cobra Insurance in my last job for about 18 months. It was very expensive. I just recently came off of it. Now I'm one of those people that's uninsured. Is it worth it to pick it up? Well, right now, I mean, for me to get insurance, this is a big part of my weekly income, but in time, I don't want to be at risk. So it's a tough call. I wish there was some other choice out there than entering the individual insurance market for myself.
See, these calls,
you can hear the anxiety
that
Beth Koblenner was talking about a moment ago.
True, and we were talking about some of the responses that we were getting in the office the other day, and we said, you know, we can do deals about where we shop, what we do for our fun time, but if we do deals about our health care, maybe we're actually hurting ourselves.
It's tough. Katia writes us on the website, I'm 26, I've always bought health care wherever it's been offered to me. I'm pretty healthy now, but that can change in a heartbeat. My partner found this out when his appendix burst. He figures that it all cost his insurance company about $30,000, and he thanks his lucky stars he bought the super premium plan. In my case, I have to consider the chronic health problems of my mother that, for all I know, I'll develop down the road. But insurance is insurance. We buy knowing and hoping we won't need it.
And John, that sounds like a big question for a lot of people, whether or not they're young and if they're uninsured and have to buy their own insurance.
My name is Matt. I'm calling from Joplin, Missouri. I'm 25 years old and I lost my job in July. And rather than going for Cobra, I went into my local State Farm office and was able to get health insurance that same day. I did have one surgery earlier in January, so all I had to do was take a higher deductible for that one particular incident.
We love your stories. Our listeners love your stories. Keep them coming at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and you can follow the roundtables at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Femi Okay. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.